Deuteronomy chapter 30. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations, where the Lord your God has driven you, and shall return unto the Lord your God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart, and with all your soul. That then the Lord your God will return you from captivity, and have compassion upon you, and will return and gather you from all the nations, where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out unto the farthest parts of heaven, from there will the Lord your God gather you, and from there will he bring you. And the Lord your God will bring you into the land which your fathers possessed, and you shall possess it, and he will do you good, and multiply you above your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart, and the heart of your descendants, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, that you may live. And the Lord your God will put all these curses upon your enemies, and on them that hate you, who persecuted you. And you shall return and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all his commandments which I command you this day. And the Lord your God will make you abound in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your land, for good, for the Lord will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your fathers. If you shall hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn unto the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul. For this commandment which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that you should say, who shall go up for us to heaven, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it, and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that you should say, who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it, and do it? But the word is very near unto you, in your mouth, and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil. And that I command you this day to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God shall bless you in the land where you go to possess it. But if your heart turns away, so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other gods, and serve them, I declare unto you this day, that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, which you pass over Jordan to go to possess. I call heaven and earth as witness this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life, and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them.